It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us tonight. Megadeth bassist David Ellefson, how are you?
Hey, I'm well, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for being on the show. Lots to talk about, of course. Sleeping Giants, the companion album to your memoir, More Life with Death. Lots of great guests on the record. More Life with Death and its companion album are retrospective. David, what affects you most about looking back and being reflective at this point in your life?
You know, I think there's one main theme that came out as I wrote the book, and that is say yes to life. And I tell many examples of that, including the opening story, the dialogue, when I told, I had a group called F5 back in the 2000s, in the period when I was away from Megadeth, and I had seen the singer. It was on, I think it was February 5th, 2010, when I officially and formally rejoined Megadeth again. And I mentioned to him, I said, hey, Dale, did you hear that I'm back in Megadeth? And he said, man, that's great. But be prepared for when it ends again, because last time you weren't. And it was a very sobering reality because, look, we're all in rock and roll, and rock and roll happens, you know? Bands, you know, we've been one band now officially in our 36th year as a group. And, you know, the truth of it is we're very blessed to have had this career that we've had. But yet, you know, look, things happen. We're getting older. And, you know, the day does come where one day rock bands either they retire, they wind down, they break up, whatever happens. And, you know, me and Dave, we've had a really good run together, you know, and probably bigger and better and stronger than we've ever been right now. So it's, you know, I took that as the starting point of the book to talk about the things that I've been doing over the last, you know, really almost 10 years since I came back to the band, of these opportunities that have just come my way with a record label and a coffee company and some other performing and recording opportunities that I've said yes to them. Whereas in the past, I may have said no. I finally said, you know what? If not now, when? Yeah, let's go for it. Let's do it.
Full Metal Jackie with David Ellefson of Megadeth. And we're talking about his debut solo album, Sleeping Giants, which is out now. Here's a tune from it, Hammer Comes Down. Full Metal Jackie, Megadeth bassist David Ellefson with us on the show tonight. And we're talking about More Life with Death. It's the sequel to your first book. What's different with this book as a result of having had the experience of publishing My Life with Death?
You know, I think with the first book, Joel MacGyver was my co-writer. And he has written a lot of books for Max Cavalera and Glenn Hughes and a handful of other celebrity rock stars. So he knew how to, you know, where are the sweet spots of my life story that we should talk about. And so he really helped guide that. On this one, my business partner, Todd Hazer, he said, hey, man, we should write another book. And I didn't really know what to write about, except we were back in Minnesota, where I'm from, doing a tour, like a coffee tour, making some appearances around my Ellefson Coffee Company. And I happened to stop at the home where I grew up, on the farm in Jackson, Minnesota, where my nephew lives. And he pulled out of the filing cabinet an Ellefson family history from the 1600s to 1979. And I was aware of it. And in fact, I've been looking for it around my house and I couldn't find it. And as soon as he pulled that out, I went, you know, there's a story. You know, they sort of the history of not only, you know, me, but my dating back to my Ellefson family history in Norway. And then it really, we just hit on, let's really talk about the things that have happened over these last several years. Of course, we got the Big Four shows, Metal Allegiance, my partnership with Frank Bello from Anthrax with our group Altitudes and Attitude. And really just this very colorful life that I've been blessed with. And it really comes back to that one word, just say yes, just go for it, go do it.
David Ellefson on the show with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Going to take a quick break. Still to come this hour, Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit with Jamie Josta. Also music from Exodus. Going to check out a new tune from Lacuna Coil next. And we'll have more with Mr. Ellefson. It's Full Metal Jacket, Megadeth bassist David Ellefson on the show with us tonight. And we're talking about Sleeping Giants, and there's quite a few guest performances on the record. What makes a particular person come to mind when you're considering the sonic character of a song?
I think for me, because I have some experience doing this with Metal Allegiance, for instance, which is very much an all-star collaborative group, that we have a couple records out. We do, you know, these sort of all-star performances when we do shows. You know, I think what I've learned is you let the song tell you who's supposed to be a part of it. And the way the Sleeping Giants concept even happened is I was out doing my spoken word solo bass evenings that we call Bass Story. I was doing one in Florida, and Tom had suggested we run into the studio one night after our show in Tampa, and he said, let's go in the studio tonight and write a song. So we did. I picked up the guitar, which is how I write most of my stuff, and literally a song just fell right off the fingerboard. There it was. And we had the band there, so we tracked it, put it down. Tom wrote some lyrics. A day or two later, the song was done. And my experience with, you know, with songwriting is very often the best songs write themselves, and they just fall right out there. So I had a couple of other songs. That song, by the way, was the song Vultures. And then I had these two other tracks called Sleeping Giants and Hammer Comes Down that I'd written all the music to, but I never could get a lyric and a melody over. So Tom, I said, well, take these and work on these. And he did. And we finished those up. So initially we were thinking, you know, I mean, I just have kind of a digital download companion to the More Life with Death book. And then, you know, I started thinking about it. At F5, I have some demos from back when that group first formed in 2003 that I really like the character of the demos. And even some songwriting I did in 1993 when Megadeth was on a tour break from the Countdown to Extinction tour. And they've got singers like, I've got John Bush singing on one, David Glenn Isley, who was in House of Lords. And so I thought, you know what, not only, these are, to me, really good songs, and they stand the test of time. I pull them out now, you know, 25 years later, you know, some of this stuff, and they still sound really, really good. So that began basically what you have there, which is the LP of pretty much demos of things that they were just that. They were the Sleeping Giants of my life. They were sitting in the vault, and now it's time to bring them out to see the light of day.
David Ellefson with us. It's Full Metal Jacket. Coming up, music from Anthrax, Dio. Got a new tune from The Contortionist I'm going to play for you. Up next, though, Jamie Josta will be checking in for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit, and we'll have more with Megadeth bassist David Ellefson. It's Full Metal Jacket. David Ellefson on the show with us tonight. We're talking about Sleeping Giants and More Life with Death. And Chris Pullen plays on a track on Sleeping Giants. Musically and personally, what stirs in you when there's a chance to reconnect with someone in a working capacity?
You know, I've been in touch with all of the former members. You know, Dave Mustaine always calls me the ambassador and diplomat of Megadeth, which is probably very appropriate. Even when we did the VH1 Behind the Music special back in 2001, get a hold of Chris Bowling, can you get a hold of Jeff Young, and you know, can you, and I did. I reached out to them, and they kindly, you know, were offered an appearance in that program. And so the same thing is true with this. You know, Chris and I, of course, connected back in the first two Megadeth albums and tours back in the early 80s, and an even more storied career with him when he had former Megadeth drummer Nick Benz in his band, and playing at the Baked Potato in L.A. the night that Nick had his heart attack and passed away. So the, you know, the threads that connect us are just unreal. I mean, and you know, to me, you know, music is what brought us together, and music ultimately is what keeps us together. Even though a couple of Megadeth drummers, Nick Menza and Gar Samuelson, have passed on and are no longer with us here, you know, their music and their performances with us still keep us connected. And so I think maybe the older we get, the more I value these friendships that we've gotten to have, and you know, sometimes our differences we had from the past, they really melt away when we come together over our similarities with the music.
Megadeth bassist David Ellefson with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jacket. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Anthrax, Machine Head, Slipknot, and more with David Ellefson. It's Full Metal Jackie. Megadeth bassist David Ellefson on the show with us tonight. And your Bass Story tour is an intimate way for you to communicate and interact with an audience. What's different about the fulfillment you get from those shows compared to Megadeth?
Well, in Megadeth, we're designed to be a performance. And it's fortunately gotten much bigger and better over the years, into the arenas and stadiums and things like that. And that's the joy of that is really take these songs of the Megadeth show are essentially the backdrop to, us as the performers on stage, sound and lights and all of the excitement that comes along with that. In Bass Story, this is very much I can literally look people in the eyeballs, and from, because these are meant to be, 300 to 500 capacity venues that we do this in. And, as much as like sort of the guitar clinic concept from years back has mostly gone away. There's not too many of those in music stores. And I had done quite a few of those over the years. As well as I did a book, a spoken word tour behind my previous book, My Life with Death. I went down to Australia and I did this spoken word tour. And I'd never done proper spoken words. I was like, well, what do? Do you tell jokes? Is this like poetry reading? What is this? So I took my bass with me. And it hit me while I was doing that, the story of my life with my audience is best told through the riffs that have defined me and the songs that have defined me. So that's where the platform of Bass Story came from. And what we did with it is instead of going into music stores, we take it into nightclubs where people can, they can drink beer, they can buy merch. It can feel like a real night out, like a real club performance. And we usually put a couple of our bands from Combat Records and EMP Label Group, which are my record label, put them on the bill. So everybody wins. It gets a great platform for us to really kind of bring our whole wheelhouse together for a night out called Bass Story.
Full Metal Jackie, quick break. Coming up next, a new Slipknot tune, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with our guest, Megadeth bassist David Ellefson. It's Full Metal Jackie. David Ellefson is my guest on the show tonight. Let's talk about Dave Mustaine. He's obviously facing a serious health issue. What's your role as his longtime friend and bandmate in terms of helping him fight this illness?
Well, he's under the doctor's care, so that part of it is really between him and the doctors, and so that's, he's well on his way with that, as he said in his announcement. I think probably the bigger part is just us as a band to be there to just support him as a friend, to work on the new album, new music, when and where we can, with the obviously constraints of his treatments. But I think in a lot of ways, having the new album to work on and have something to look forward to is a huge help. As much as we had to clear our calendar with most of our touring this year, just to give Dave the space and the time to rest and recuperate and do the treatments and everything. It's not like we've just completely stopped everything. We're still working on things. And I think, Dave is a very creative guy. And he's funny and he's very whimsical and he comes up with funny lyrics and thoughts. And, he'll just pick up a guitar and a riff falls out of him. I've never seen a guy who is more a channel for music than Dave. He doesn't practice very much like he talks about, but he'll pick up a guitar and suddenly like riffs and the song fall out of him. And it's just it's still amazing after 36 years, me and Dave rolling together, to just be in the room when that happens. And it's just an incredible experience. And he still has that. And I think he always will.
It's Full Metal Jackie with David Ellefson. Pick up More Life with Death along with Sleeping Giants. And David, really appreciate you taking the time. And, we're obviously all pulling for Mr. Mustaine and sending our love that way. And thanks so much for checking in.
Thank you very much, Jackie. I appreciate it.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.